not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. Yeah, yeah. I ought to smash his face in. Yeah, but he's bigger than me, isn't he? I know. I'll get the mate Barry to hit him. He's flattening him. Yeah, but Barry's a mate of Gordon's, isn't he?
Breathe the morning. Let's go back, way back, back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
Yeah, and you're listening to Zombo, listening to his stereo. And it's a stereo that goes back as part of a time machine, too, because this is Zombo's Deep Archive. That's what you're listening to every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m., as long as they'll let me do this. I am digging up super old shows and rebroadcasting them for you. So they go back 13 years. Actually, I've been on the radio for probably close to three decades, but these are the first shows that I have done that they archived digitally. So I got to they're good quality, so they're definitely worth rebroadcasting. So today's show, or the show from 13 years ago, was a beautiful day, the first day of May 2009. Yeah, that is the way to get things rolling. If you know March of the Marionettes, for people who don't know that that's the actual name of the song, of the Alfred Hitchcock theme song, and it's by the Pyronauts. Started up with Boyd Bennett, of course, with Cool Disc Jockey. Man, Zombo here, in your brain already, and it's 10 o'clock. I was thinking of doing shows about May and May, this word's May in it. And, I got 9 songs. Let's see if I can make it last 5 hours. I think I might do it today. I've been double dog dared to play music of all dead black guys. Yeah, why not? Hey, I don't know. What else? Ah, Professor Longhair. Black and dead.
Hey! runned out of money. And lately you've been acting funny. Can't do a thing with you. Every time when we go out, this is all you talk about. Things are doing the things are due. What you want is calling me to do.
This song is a Maybe Baby song. I actually thought it was this Maybe Baby song, which is even much better. Dave and Deke.
Thank you.
And I'll drag out the Love Forever Changes record, one of the finest records ever recorded. That's Maybe the People Would Be the Times for Between Clark and Hillsdale. We heard Maybe Love by Gitko Gitko Hustler. Escuarita gave us Maybe Baby. Maybe Shangri-La's. Dave and Dick Combo, Maybe Baby. And then we heard No Ifs, and Buts, or Maybes, Professor Longhair. That's all the May songs. All right, how about Spotlight on Dead Black Guy? All right, Thurston Harris. Got some Thurston Harris? If you have a favorite Dead Black Guy, let me know. I'll spotlight him, all right? No, not Tupac. Ain't gonna happen. Gotta be dead by somewhat natural reasons. All right. And then maybe I just might get into, like, going through the alphabet. There's 26 weeks worth of shows right there. Yeah. All right, here's Thurston Harris. A couple tunes. Do What You Did, Purple Stew, and Rum Bunk. Let's see if we get through them all here. RCT Zombo, you pray.
Yeah. to the jungle the other day. I came across some purple people eaters along the way. They took me, threw me in a great big pot. Man, I'm telling you, yeah, it sure was hot. And they kept singing, having a purple pot. Whip, 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 whip. To the witch doctor, please hear my plea. So he threw a pretty girl in the pot with me. I said, hello, baby, how do you do? Fancy meeting you in a purple stew. And they kept singing, have in a purple pot, whip, 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 whip. A sugar, are you a flip of me?
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Me want 'em kiss. They kept singing,
have in a purple pot,
whip, 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 whip.
And you got on your knees and begged me not to leave because you dug the sack? Well, you thought you had me fooled, but I just let you anyhow because I knew you were already out of your mind. Ah, I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time. And you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! I thought that you were nuts, and so I laughed. I laughed when you had said that losing me would make you flip your lid. Right. It's true, I laughed, you heard me laugh. I laughed and then I left, because I know you're utterly mad. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the happy home, with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and I'm happy they took you away. You burned my food, you wrecked my house, and this is how I paid you back for all your cruel, unloving, selfish deeds. Yeah, they've got you now, and you'll get just what you deserve for calling me a mad, you mangy man. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time, and you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats, and I'm happy they took you away. With trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! To the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time, and you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats.
All right, there we go. Another theme gone. All right, that was Josephine, the 14th. But I'm happy they took you away. You burned it down on her birthday, 71st birthday. Yeah, been listening since, I don't know, she was 40? I've been on the air a while. Anyhow, we heard Spotlight on that black guy. Thurston Harris, going out to Nathan, baby. That's Runk Bunk Purple, Sue, and Do What You Did. Maybe every now and then you give a call. You have a favorite Dead the Black guy. I'll do a little spotlight for them. You know, they're the great ripped-off artists of the of rock and roll. They came and they did their thing. Whitey came along, ripped them off, and then they died in obscurity. Sad. Okay, what else did we play? Bunch of other music, right? Yeah. This is A-Rab by the Treble Makers. We're going to play songs that begin with the letter A. So that ensures me a 26 weeks of radio shows. I haven't thought, this show is just so, it's a waste of both of our times. But you know what? Well, I got your somewhat divided attention. You need to get the most out of your medications. You need to know what's in them, right? Studies show consumers who have a relationship with Mr. Pharmacist know more about their medicines and have a clearer understanding of how to use them. That's why knowing your pharmacist makes a huge difference in your health. He or she can be a valuable ally in learning about your medications. The best way to establish this relationship starts with one easy step. Learn his name. There you go. Wow. I know your name. All right, now give me some drugs. To know your medicine, know your pharmacist. The public service announcement from... Lee, baby, get out of here. I don't corn your act. I'm going to lock the door. This guy's way out of control today. Staggering Lee is what the boy is. Nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. This is the ABC Boogie by the Golden Acres. I think this is from Norway or something. You know? I don't know. I don't know. I want to play. I got to follow this up. Boy, it's not as good as the... Ugh, man, this stinks. It's not as good as the Bill Haley one. Now, that Bill Haley one, you know, I'm not even that keen on the song, but Bill Haley's so cool. The dead white guy. I see where that is. I want to play that. That's a really cool song. His version of it is much better. This sounds like the Hokey Pokey or something. All right. Ugh, this is killing me. Here it is. Here it is. Oof. Man. All right, this is how it goes. Yeah, except for that corny beginning. All right, the pandemic flu, hey, cheering you up. It's not the usual flu that occurs every year. Pandemic happens when a new flu virus emerges and we have little or no immunity to it, and it spreads easily between people. Oh, boy, you want to hear that first thing in the morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's impossible to predict the certainty of when the next flu pandemic will occur. Might be at 10:35. or how severe it will be, but the time to plan is now. The United States is taking the threat of pandemic flu seriously and mobilizing federal, state, and local resources. Should you be preparing? It says yes, because I have to read yes. I think it is a bunch of know what to do about the pandemic flu. Visit pandemicflu.gov. There sounds like a Laugh Riot website to check while you're at work. Or call 1-800-CDC-INFO. All right, ABC Boogie. Boogie, boogie. Oh, yeah. Too bad this guy was such a jerk. It's over, and it's time to go. The kids grab their books and run at the door. The teacher is so happy, but she's done her bit to educate the kids and become really fit to learn the heavy. I can't believe I talked over this when I have to play bin cuts. We're gonna play some bin cuts, RPM for RPM. Do it to it.
So I
case. I got caught up on things and I want to play this.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
There you go. One more bin cut. Ooh, man. How is this guy still alive? You know? Brian Wilson? How is this guy? Oof. Man, it's like vampire or something, you know? It kind of like doesn't... Like, he's not dead. There he is again. Yeah, there you go. He probably doesn't feel like the old son, right? Yeah, he stays away from garlic. Yeah, I think Brian Wilson might be a vampire. Call me crazy. Don't you call me crazy. Hey, what's going on tonight at Zombo Gallery? Lots, baby. Kill Tope, an amazing artist from Detroit. We hung the show yesterday. Kill Tope's Imaginary Friends Club. Zombie bunny rabbits, cannibal cupcakes. His stuff is so cool. Real, unsettling, cartoony, and way cool. And I'll be giving bowling pins out for the 100 pins to 100 artists. The Art Goes Bowling Show. And is that Lee's thing? Nah, I'm hearing things. How about the Abba Dabba Doo dance? All right, we'll do that. Yeah. All right. So it's a random schedule, but you know, me, Lee, and Kenny Joe don't have anything better to do than show up like zombies here. That's right. This is the Abba Dabba Doo dance by the Trade One. So, I got bowling pins that I'm giving away tonight for the Art Goes Bowling Show. That's right. I'm going to give 100 pins away to 100 artists. You decorate the bowling pin, bring it to the bowling alley. On Monday, May 25th, Memorial Day night, around 8 o'clock. No hurry. And then you sell it. If it sells, you keep the money. If it doesn't sell, you get a cool decorated bowling pin. If you leave it behind, I put it in the dollar bin. It's that simple. That's right. So that's tonight. Pick up the bowling pins for the Art Goes Bowling Show. 100 pins, 100 artists, and Kill Tope's opening starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Zombo Gallery. Oh, let's dig some more of the Abba Dabba Doo Dance. Why? Because I have nothing better to do with my day.
I'm a devil. loved him. Each night he would find her there, swinging in a coconut tree. And the monkey, yay, at the break of day, loved to hear his chimpy say. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab, said the chimpy to the monk. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba, said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chattered away. All day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a honky-tonky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab means monk, I love what you. Dabba-dabba-dab in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. One night they were made man and wife, and now they cry, this is a lie, since they came back from their abba-dabba hunting.
Joe, got to do it. Hella shake on my Joe, got to do it. I will roll on my Joe, got to do it. I will roll him on out of that satchel boy. I will shoot on my Joe, got to do it. I will shake on my Joe, got to do it. I will roll on my Joe, I will roll him on out of that satchel boy. The galloping dominoes on the floor, it's cutting on out like merry go. Mama, when you stop on six, you ain't got no money, you in a heck of a mix. I will take him a Joe. Got to do it, or will you call him a Joe? Got to do it, I will shake him a Joe. Got to do it, I will roll him on out of that outside till a boy. Yes, yes, yes.
shake my jaw. Got to do the well, shake my jaw. Got to do the well, roll my jaw. Got to do the well, roll them on the out of it. I said, I will take off.
Lima bean bread there.
Man, do I still dig that song from 13 years ago. That was the Pete Best combo doing All Aboard. I just happened to remember that. I rarely play that, but it was so nice to hear that. You're hearing a rebroadcast. You are hearing Zombo's Deep Archives. Every Thursday right here on this here radio station from 2 to 5 p.m., I dig through the real old, old Zombo shows. I mean, this is pretty much halfway through all the stuff I've done on the radio. I've been on the radio close to 30 years. These are the shows that were recorded digitally, and they hold up pretty good, you know, considering I haven't really evolved much in 13 years, so it's nice to revisit. So we are listening to a show from May the 1st, 2009. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, will be on tomorrow, live on the air, 13 years later. So I'll be live tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. All right? All right. And now more Deep Archive.
My grandma and my daddy, did he love his wife? Yes, I love my daughter all my life. Now we ain't had a mess. Oh, we ain't had a mess. Said I don't mean no harm, just showing God what to do. My uncle and my mama never saw no peace when they wanted my uncle had to find my niece. Oh, wasn't that a mess? Oh, wasn't that a mess? Said he didn't mean no harm, just showing God what to do. Sal, she's my sister too. My mama called my brother, showing her what to do. Now ain't that a mess? Always had a mess. Said he didn't mean no harm, just showing her what to do. Grandma, she was always raising sand, cause my sister had taken from a man. Always had a mess. Always had a mess. Said it didn't mean no harm, just showing off what to do. My uncle and my daddy got in a fight, cause my uncle caught my daddy with more last night. Always had a mess. Always had a mess. Said he didn't mean no harm, just showing off what to do. Got a little brother, he's a wizard too. Called him, showing my daddy just what to do. Now we ain't had a mess. Oh, we ain't had a mess. Said he didn't mean no harm, just showing him what to do.
You're listening to WRCT Feedback Radio.
Ah, welcome everybody. Let's twist.
Yeah, what's happening now? I think I'm on to something. All songs that begin with the letter A. This is All Back to Drax by Los Straightjackets. We heard Ain't That a Mess by Speckled Red. I'm in it now, baby. I'm in it now. I think we've got 26 weeks of every letter in the alphabet and then some. Yeah, buddy. All right. If you have an A song, give me a call. 412-621-WRCT. And spotlight on the old dead black guy. I'll hook you up with that, too. All right, so we got All Aboard by the Pete Best Combo, A La Carte, James Red Holloway, Piano Red, who is Speckled Red's brother, doing Ain't Nobody's Fool, Ain't Got the Thing, Sonny Burgess, Aha Crazy, the James Boys, Ah Wellum, Ah Take'em, Ah Joe, Slim and Slam, Ace of Spades, Huevos Rancheros, Helen Kane, the voice of Betty Boop, doing Abba Dabba Honeymoon, The Trade Winds gave us Abba Dabba Doo Dance, and we started off with Bill Haley in the Comets, the ABC Boogie. I'm on to something, baby. Ooh.